From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 15th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Namebury of the Day, Embla. So I was reading about this name Embla, which is really interesting because it's rooted in Norse mythology. Apparently, Embla and her husband Ask were the first humans created by the gods, and her name is thought to mean Elm. I came across it when I saw a news article about a family with a really unique set of names, and Embla was one of the daughters. A pretty simple name, but it has a lot of character and feels both earthy and spirited at the same time. It's actually pretty popular in some Scandinavian countries, like Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, where it's pronounced slightly differently. In Iceland, it's pronounced more like Eimbla, while in Norway it's Eimbla, and in Sweden it's Eimbla, but in other places, it's still a pretty rare name, which I think is part of its charm. One other cool thing about Eimbla is that it coincides with an Albanian word that means sweet or pleasant, which is a nice added layer of meaning. Overall, Embla is just one of those names that feels special and memorable, and I can see why someone would choose it for their child. Next, second from Scary Mommy, you can make your home look more expensive with these 60 genius things. Another great idea is to use a cable management box disguised as a stack of books to hide messy power cords and cables. It's waterproof and has a magnetic closure. You can also give your garage door a more expensive look with faux hardware that magnetizes to steel doors. It's made from durable plastic and looks like cast iron. In the bathroom, you can hang a faux stained glass inspired window film that's easy to put up using static cling. Also machine washable and doesn't leave behind any stickiness. For a spa-like feel, hang dried eucalyptus stems in your shower, and they'll release a soothing aroma when the steam hits them. In the kitchen, you can upgrade your light bulbs to ones with a realistic flame effect that are energy efficient and long-lasting. You can also use a marble print toothbrush holder that's made from diatomaceous earth and absorbs water to prevent mildew smells. For a high-end look, use floral adhesive wallpaper that's waterproof and easy to clean. You can also give your plain surfaces a wood grain, like finish with special tools and paint. And if you have a plain mirror, you can upgrade it with a peel and stick border that looks like wood grain. In the living room, you can use a metal plant stand with 4 storage tiers to keep your plant pots off the floor. You can also cover up an overstuffed outlet with a golden cover and route the power strip to a hidden location. And if you have ugly cords dangling from your TV, you can hide them behind the wall with a complete kit. These are just a few ideas to get you started. There are many more genius things on the list to make your home look more expensive without breaking the bank. Up next, third from the future of education. Can you ace education's big concepts and theories? Constructivism, growth mindset, and more. 5 questions on some big concepts and theories that swirl around learning. Write Aeroplay Edition 8. Concepts and Theories, The Future of Education is a reader-supported publication. And then, fourth from the notepad from the Mama Notes. My recent brief, all shopping, fall is my season. I love the change of weather, getting back to routines, the promise of fresh starts and cozy cooking. I've been making a few purchases that I'm excited to wear and share with you. Velvet Mary Jane's and mesh flats, Amazon set and bauble bar necklace, and Kimberly James gold chain link necklace. Round dress, scarf, and ballet flats. Quince jeans size down, bauble bar necklace, Amazon top, ballet flats. Ray set, New Balance sneakers, blue set, bauble bar tote socks. Next, fifth from Kay Veller. Adam Sandler has reached peak Jewish dad. Adam Sandler's transition to peak Jewish dad is a gradual one, marked by his evolution from a young comedian to a middle-aged man who's now relatable and lovable in his quirks. His daughters, Sadie and Sunny, have shared stories about their dad's antics, including dressing up in his clothes and yelling about the air conditioning. Sunny also revealed that her dad wears socks in the pool because he can't bend to take them off on land, and then proceeds to drain them and play catch with them. The Sandler family's recent appearance at the Don't Say Good Luck premiere, where Adam held an umbrella for his daughters to avoid getting wet, has been dubbed peak girl dad behavior, but it's also quintessential Jewish dad behavior. While we love to poke fun at these quirks, they're ultimately a reflection of our affection and respect for Adam Sandler. As Adam's daughters take on more roles in press tours, we can expect to learn more about his specific Jewish dad-coded quirks. And when he becomes a grandfather, we might not be able to handle the level of cuteness and nostalgia that comes with it. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.